We are learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. A new sugya. This sugya is a sugya a lot about Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. Itma Sicha Gavi Achsadra Shiyeshlo Petzimin. You have here an achsadra, and the case is like Rashi explains, like the Mishnah's case, where you had a chotzer, you had a courtyard, and on three sides were houses of the courtyard. And in front of every house, there was an overhang, and the overhang jutted out towards the middle of the courtyard. And the middle of the courtyard, you put on schach on top of the overhang. And now, if it's four amos, if the walls are within four amos of the schach, less than four amos, then you say doyfen akuma. And you look at the overhang, even if it's not kosher schach, as it's part of the extension of the wall, and you say doyfen akuma. But if it's more than four amos away, then it's possible. But there's another etzah. If it has ptsimim, which means coming down from the overhang, at the end of the overhang are these sticks that are within three tefachim of each other, so you can say lovered, and that alone becomes the wall. So in front of the overhang, there are sticks coming down within three tefachim of each other, and that will be a wall for your sukkah, which is in the middle. So that's ptsimim. What? All crossed through the whole thing, all within three tefachim of each other. So sichah gavei sadra sheyesh lo petzimim has these petzimim is kshera. Shein lo petzimim has no petzimim and it's more than four amos away. What's the halacha? Abaye amar kshera, Rav amar psula. Abaye says it's kosher, and we'll see how he answers from our Mishnah soon, because our Mishnah says not like that. Pastor, our Mishnah has to be within four amos, but we'll see how he deals with our Mishnah on Daf Yotes. We'll talk about that. So Abaye amar kshera, and Rav amar psula. Abaye says that it's kosher, and Rav says psula. Why? Abaye amar kshera. Why? I'm reading Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. What you do is you look at there's a thickness of the overhang. You look at that thick part of overhang is coming down. You look at it's coming to Gurachas. Usually you think of Gurachas as Machitza tenth Fachim, it comes down. Here Pitikra says, no, even without that, if you have a flat roof and it's at a sharp edge at the end, and Rashi learns it has to be a thicker tefach, so then it comes down and you say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. So that's a bias. The Rava says, no, Rava Mapsula, lo yaminim Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. You don't say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim, and we'll see the reason why soon, why else you don't say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. So it's a machlaikis. And therefore, if you have Baya, it's kosher the sukkah, even though it's more than 4 hours away. According to Rava, it's possible. Omle Rava la Baya. What? No board, no patimim. Just the overhang thickness, the thickness, you look at it as it comes down and shuts it down, and comes down, and that will enclose the place in the middle. Only Rava la Abaya. Rava asked Abaya, you old Pitikra, Lidokta Armis Pitikra Yervisoysim, Afilu Hifchis Doifinem Tsoy. And he means to ask this, let's say you have a sukkah. This is a sukkah, it's in the middle of the chatz, a regular full-fledged sukkah. And the schach was made out of nesarim oven, which means thick boards, but they weren't four tefachim wide, because then we pass out there as tikra. It was made out of thick 2x4s, let's say. And you have this sukkah, and the middle wall fell down. You only have two walls. So he's saying, Barava says, you abaye ol pitikra, what's the problem? Let the schach look at it, comes down, and shuts it, and closes it up. You have pitikra. It should be a good sukkah. Since people can walk right through it, it breaks down the mechitza. It breaks down the mechitza. People walk it back and forth because it's open on both sides. So therefore, it breaks the mechitza and the tikkur doesn't work. That means Bishlam, the case of Abaya, was a case where there was a chatzar in front of houses. And then you couldn't walk through. So you're not breaking, you're not walking through the whole time, constantly walking, it's like a thoroughfare, so it doesn't break the pitikra. But here, this case, it was in the middle of a thoroughfare, so people could walk right through the sukkah as a shortcut, and therefore it breaks the pitikra. Because that's like a mavi yama foolish.
Every sukkah that's a three walls connected to a porch.
Right.
Right,
to
the house.
Right.
So the porch, and
Tom's
gonna walk through.
No, it's just a yachid walks through. It means it's part of like, it becomes like a shish ravim, like a part of a shush, or a caramelist. It doesn't mean if somebody yachid walks through. Every guy walks through every sukkah. And they have a door. It doesn't make a difference. So the Gemara. So that's the Mechagis Bayev Rava, which Mechagis Pitikra Yair says, and we're still not sure exactly the reasoning of the Mechagis of Rava and Abaye. So Lema Bayev Rava, book the Rava Shmuel Kmefigi. Maybe they're arguing the same Mechagis of Rava Shmuel, the Itmar, we learned. Achsadra of a bikkah. If someone stands up, a achsadra and a bikkah, which means it looks like what we call a chuppah. It's a something with a roof, and has four poles holding the roof, but the roof is flat, and it has a thickness to it, so it's a machloek as you say pitikra or not. Rava ma mutal talta bakulu, ilava talta in the achsadra. I have no walls. The meaning of pitikra you ever say, if you say pitikra, it's on four sides. Vishmul ama, no, aim it talta ma'el without amis. You only can talta to four amis, but you can't carry any more than that. And if you look in the Erev, and it could be Shmuel agrees, if you have two full walls, you'll say Pitikra. But here we're talking about a case where you have no walls, therefore Shmuel says you don't have Pitikra, you're a Vesaisim. Shmuel, but Eim Tatam Adal Amas, don't mean Pitikra, you're a Vesaisim. So we thought right now that the Machloik is Abaya and Rava, same thing Rav and Shmuel. Rava says you say Pitikra, holds like Abaya. And Rava says you don't say Pitikra, holds like Shmuel. So it's Rav and Abaya, and Shmuel and Rava on the other side. So that's the Gemara thinks right now. Now, it's a little bit of a problem, because how can you say that Abaya holds like Rav, Tosis asks Kasha, we just said Abaya is Moida, that if you walk through it, it's, you don't say Pitikra. So here, how can you say he holds like Rav, here you walk right through it, there's no walls. So a few truths in this Kasha, the Aruch Hanan answers that a Bika, it's talking about a Chsadra of a Bika, and a Bika is not there for people to walk, it's not a thoroughfare, therefore it's not a problem, it's not Bakiba Rav. That's the Aruch Hanan's Teretz. And the Sfasem has Teretz, Aruch Hanan has Teretz, beginning with Teretz, that it's Bilk Bika is only a din karmelis, so it's more kuladik, and therefore, even if you can walk through it, they will allow it Pitikra. So the Moran is saying, Machlek is Rav and Abaya, same thing like Rav and Shmuel. Abaya is like Rav, Rav is like Shmuel. It's not going to come like this. Alibi Shmuel, Kulam Le Pligi. Which means that Rav, that Abaya definitely cannot go like Shmuel. Because Shmuel says you don't say Pitikra by Achsadra, you definitely will not say Pitikra by the case of the Chotzer and the Sukkah. Just, we have to speak out this now, because it's very negative for the Gemara, that the case of the Sukkah, the overhang is made for the under, for the thing under it. And using the Pitikra for the thing in the middle, it doesn't have an overhang over it. You're using it for the outside part. Masha'ekin da Achsadra here, you're using the pitikra for what's under the roof. Yeah. So you're using the pitikra for itself, not for something else. So if Shmuel said by achsadra b'bikra, where the roof is made for itself, there you don't say pitikra. You definitely don't say by the case of sukkah, where you're putting a schach in the middle of the overhang, in the middle of the overhangs. So there you definitely would not say it. So I'll leave with the Shmuel kula amapligi. According to Shmuel, for sure, means that for sure Abaya does not stim with Shmuel. Abaya has to go like Rav. But the question is, could Rav stim like both Mandi Yaman? Keep Pligi Aliba the Rav. The Machlok is according to Rav. Abaya definitely has to hold like Rav. Abaya cannot hold like Shmuel, like I said, because if Shmuel doesn't hold Pitikra there, he's definitely not going to hold over here. So Abaya has to be like Rav. But Rav, maybe he could go even for Rav. Rav for sure stims like Shmuel, as Rav says, you don't say Pitikra. But maybe Rav could even stim like Rav. Maybe Rav only said by Achsadra Babika, only said there Pitikra. You know why? Because there, it's made for the inside. El Mechitz Achsadra Avide. There, the roof is made for the inside. So then you can say Pitikra because it's made for the inside. But here, it's not made. Here, the overhangs are made for what's under it, near the house, not for the middle where you're putting the schach. So maybe there you wouldn't say Pitikra, which means Rav is saying, I don't say Pitikra, but a case of the sukkah in the middle of the courtyard, it's no good Pitikra. And I stim with both Rav and Shmuel. I stim with Shmuel. Shmuel says they don't say Pitikra. Even for Rav, I stim for. I stim even for Rav, who says Pitikra over there, Dafka there, by Achsadra, where there it's made for under it, there you say Pitikra. Mashenkin here, you don't say Pitikra. You don't say by sukkah Pitikra. So therefore, Rav can say, I stim like everyone. So I think Gemara Vait, let's just do one more Gemara because we probably bothers on how we learning Pshat in this Mishnah. In our Mishnah, according to Abaya. Abaya says, say Pitikra v'saisim, in a case where it's more than 4 amas away, the overhang, still you say Pitikra. Our Mishnah said more than 4 amas away, it's possible. Tanan, Mechen Chotza Mekafes Achsadra, it says in our Mishnah, Chotza Mekafes Achsadra has these overhangs around, so you put Schach in the middle. If it's more than 4 amas away, it's not kosher. My name is Pitikra v'saisim. Say Pitikra v'saisim. And for the Gemara, Tir Gemara Rava Liva Da Abaya. Rava answered for Abaya's sake to answer the Mishnah according to him. Because Hishves Kiruyav. The case is you put the schach flush with the overhang. You got special beams. You got it to be flush with the overhang. If it's covering the chuda, if it's covering the the side of the achzad. You can't say pitikra because it's all one long roof now. It's pasul schach, kashchach, and pasul schach. It's all one long roof, so there's no place to pitikra. Pitikra has to be nicker. You have to see the thickness of the overhang to be able to come down. But if it's all flushed together, you can't say pitikra. You hear my shi? You don't say pitikra if you have here the thickness is coming down. But when the schach is flush with that, so it looks like all one flat roof, you don't say pitikra. And therefore, you can't say pitikra on Mishnah, only Daif and Akuma. Only thing you have a chance to say is Daif and Akuma. And since it's more than four hammers, you don't say Daif and Akuma.